And it tastes so good. And you get all swole up that, ooh. You don't know. Years later, it's going to show up. And then you want to pray the prayer of faith. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. And you want to pray the prayer of faith. And you want it gone like that. And God been talking to you all those years before that. You need to change your diet. He talked to me about that. Oh, I was busy. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Oh, I'm busy, Lord. I'm working. I'm just going to grab something to eat it, and I'm just going to do what I want to do. Hey. Young people, you better correct that now. I am a living witness of the cost you later. You pray, you thank God. Why didn't it go away? Well, I talked to you about this way back, and you didn't do anything about it. Now you're going to let it get in the full bloom. Hey, come on, Jesus. Now you want it to happen. You got to make some changes. You got to make some adjustments. You got to do some repenting. Hallelujah. You got to do some confessing. You got to tell people the truth. I gave you authority to rule on this earth over everything, over your appetite. Or your relationships, or your walk with God, your fellowship with the Lord. I gave you authority to do it. I even gave you authority to operate and handle your money right. But we waste it. We won't give to the Lord like we should. We have these meetings, and we slip around. I ain't going to go because they're taking up an offering tonight. Then the first thing you know, can I talk to y'all? Our phone ring. Can you help me? I have need. I will not call a name. I will not call a name. Just the other day, and you would be shocked, but you wouldn't be. This guy texts me. I'm requesting a certain amount of money for you on your Cash App. And if I would tell you all the detail, and I said, Lord, what should I do? I thought about it. Go get my gun and shoot him. But that ain't God. So I said, Lord, what should I do? I really did. I said, Lord, now do I respond to this or what I do? He don't say, he said, don't do nothing. I didn't do anything. What did this person do before he knew me? What did he do after he met me? Some things transpired in between that I'm not going into detail, but I just did the love thing. Amen. And my whole thing is, you have authority on this earth to rule and reign in life. And what I'm going to do in just a few minutes, all who want it, if you hadn't got control of it, we're going to help you get control of it. Because God had given you authority, and Satan have messed over God's people too long. Hallelujah. And I'm going to minister to you all that want it. Amen. And that's what he told. He said, you use that authority and break Satan's power over the people, that they won't be robbed in the future of the thing that I have for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus came and he spoiled principalities and power. He spoiled them. And not only did he spoil them, but he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. See, Satan been exposed, who had delivered us from this present evil world. This is Galatians 1:4. And then it says, not only we've been delivered from this present evil world, but he also says in Colossians, who has given, notice what it says, he gave himself for our sin that he might do what? Deliver us from this present evil world. That's why he gave himself. And then he turned around and delegated that authority to you and to me. Notice what he did from this present evil world. According to who? The will of God and our Father. Now give me Colossians 1:12. Colossians 1:12. Give me that. Watch this now. And here I come. Giving thanks. What are you giving thanks for? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has what? Made us what? Meet. Able. That's what that word meet. Able to be what? Partakers of what? What is the inheritance? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. We want to find out what have we inherited. We have been made partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life.